From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. It was a nice start to November, with average temperatures from the mid-40s in northern Illinois to the low 50s in southern Illinois this week, between 1 and 3 degrees below normal. High temperatures this week regularly reached into the 60s and even low 70s in several places, including highs of 74 in Carbondale and 72 in Quincy. Meanwhile, the low humidity early in the week allowed nighttime temperatures to dip well below freezing on multiple nights, including impressive lows of 23 degrees in Lincoln and 24 in Decatur. Only the very far southern reaches of the state have not yet had their first fall freeze, which is not really unusual given that the first sub-freezing temperatures in far southern Illinois usually come in the first or second weeks of November. A few weak storm systems pushed through the state this week, producing modest rainfall totals. 7-day accumulation ranged from nearly 2 inches in southwest Illinois to less than a quarter of an inch in northwest Illinois. Roughly 3/4 of the state remains in moderate to extreme drought in this week's U.S. Drought Monitor, although much of southern Illinois saw significant improvement since mid-October thanks to multiple rounds of heavier rain. Looking ahead, we're going to get a brief taste of winter, but then quickly come back to fall next week. A large trough in the jet stream will dip past the Midwest over the weekend, dropping temperatures well into the 20s and 30s statewide. Combined with breezy conditions, wind chill values will be in the teens to 20s across the state on Sunday and early Monday. However, we'll see temperatures rebound quickly back into the 50s and 60s by Wednesday. Equally noteworthy as the winter temperatures this weekend is the chance of seeing some snowflakes in northern and central Illinois on Sunday and Monday. Snow accumulation will be minimal, but depending on the setup, we could see lake-enhanced snowfall in parts or much of the northern half of the state. As we all know, snow and winter mix forecasts can change dramatically even just hours out, so make sure to check the latest forecast before venturing out on Sunday and ahead of the morning commute on Monday morning. Those who are cursing the cold and snow can rejoice, as outlooks for the third week of the month show best chances of above-normal temperatures returning, but keeping wetter than normal conditions too. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford, wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.